Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And as always, please remember that we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Two friends in matching shirts.
Oh yeah.
We're in the same
shirts. I'm in the gray. Kate's in the cream. Ivory.
Let's call it cream. And, yeah. And this is a mini episode where we take your calls, your emails, your questions, and we do our best to try to answer them.
Yeah.
A key word being try.
Yeah. You're really qualifying things today, Kate.
You know, as I explained, I got 5 hours of sleep. It's made me very punchy, hyper, kind of obnoxious, I would say.
At least you're drinking that mushroom coffee.
Listen, this mushroom coffee is legit good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it more than regular coffee. It's not as burny.
You guys will hear our ad for that. Or you know, you did. You heard our ad for that last week.
Mm.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay. I'm going to kick it off with an email.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, Kate and Dori. I have a question about shopping, but it could relate to any sort of vice. My thing is shopping. If I'm sad, shop. Happy, shop. Need to celebrate, shop. It's been made worse by Instagram for sure, with Noisaf Bazaar being the worst enabler for me. Also at play is how I don't feel so great about my body after having two kids. I'm not in debt or anything. I just hate my need for stuff and that I find it so hard to control myself. My question is, have you ever experienced this in some sort of way? How do you deal with curbing these impulses in a healthy way? I would also love some insight on how you may have dug deeper into why there is this need and how you replaced it with either simple introspection or eliminated it altogether. Dori, I thought of your ingrown picking and how you got laser. Was it really just about those ingrowns, or was it replaced by a different vice after you had laser and got rid of that temptation? Some obvious solutions for me are to get off Instagram, but I love it, and to exercise and eat better, which I'm doing, but I'm looking for some advice on a deeper level, please.
And this is not the only email we got this week about shopping as a fix for making oneself feel better.
Yeah.
And does that actually work?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question. And how do we kind of change that? Dori, have you used shopping as a soothing tool?
Because
that's kind of what
sure.
it is, right? It's a soothing. We're self-medicating with the shopping, right?
Yeah, I've definitely done that. I mean, I think it becomes a problem when you feel like it's a problem.
Yeah. So listener.
And
I
this
think,
listener feels like it's a problem.
Yeah. I have a couple thoughts. I think we both have experienced this. I think what you're experiencing is common, but that doesn't mean that it's, that you shouldn't address it.
Totally.
I'm curious if you've ever considered, doing a week long, a couple things. One, keeping an inventory, like first, just observing, get a notebook, write down the thing you bought. Okay. You went on Noisaf Bazaar, which is an Instagram account I also follow. And you bought a pair of pants, write it down and then maybe write how it made you feel at the time. And then if you're using them and how it's made you feel since, like start to maybe observe, you know, make a list of all the things that you're buying and then write, you know, what was going on at the time or how it's like, if it actually has made you feel any better. And then my other thought was doing some research on having either a month or a year or however long you want to do of not purchasing anything. And this can kind of happen on varying scales. and you can decide how strict you want to be. But I do have a group of friends who have tried and been practicing this in 2018 of not purchasing. Cause I know I, when I'm stressed, I go on Amazon and I buy stuff.
Mm.
And it's the same way as when I'm stressed, I go into my fridge and I eat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it could be very helpful to see how it feels to not do that, not buy anything other than necessary items for survival for a week, for a day, for a month, and see how that feels and see if that kind of helps. And then what happens, I find when I stop myself, I'm just freaking rambling. It's this coffee.
Go on.
It's making my brain work. I do find that I then move on to the other vice, but if I start to kind of bring awareness to it, I'm able to kind of observe why, as my new therapist would say. Not to feel shame about it, but just to figure out why it's, look at why I'm doing it and what sensation it's giving me.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some suggestions. And yeah, I think like get off Instagram, give yourself like a day off Instagram, see how that feels. I don't know, Dory, thoughts? I'm going to shut up.
I really like your suggestions.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. I think those are really great suggestions. I would also say don't discount the power of limiting temptation. You know, I know that like when drug addicts get sober, a big part of it is like, don't hang out with your old friends who are on drugs. Don't go to the places where you used to buy drugs. Don't like all those associations that you have with buying or using drugs, like just get rid of them. And I would say do the same thing for shopping. Like, I don't even know that you have to get off Instagram necessarily, but I would block Noisef Bazaar.
Yes.
Not just unfollow them. I would block them.
Can we clarify for listeners who don't know what this is? It's an Instagram account where people sell used clothing, shoes, accessories, kind of a cool.
Yeah. Hit. They have like a cool aesthetic.
Yes.
And the first person to comment like wins the item.
Right. So there's like,
which I think creates this. Like, you know, there's a high that you get from winning the item. And so, you know, there's other accounts like Sell Trade Slow Fashion on Instagram that do, they do a random drawing instead of the first person.
I would say block that one too, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like there's something about the act of being first that I think is especially triggering.
High.
Yeah, it's a high. So I think you should block all of those accounts because if you don't block them, you're still going to be able to like search for them even if you're not following them. So I would do that first and foremost. And just don't give yourself that temptation. Like don't go to the websites that you go to, like, just don't do like a drive by on madewell.com. you know, just kind of remove those temptations from your life. If you're shopping IRL, just don't go to those places. Don't go to the mall. Don't put yourself in a position where you have to restrict yourself. Just remove the temptation altogether. It's like, I'm just going to talk about metaphors. I'm just going to talk in metaphors.
Like, go for it.
It's, you know, if someone is trying to like cut out sugar, it's not going to be great for them if they keep like cake and cookies and ice cream in the house. And every time they go into the kitchen, they see these foods and they have to restrict themselves from eating it. Just don't keep that shit in the house. Like it's sort of the same principle. Don't keep that shit in your house.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I think that's excellent advice.
And to answer your question specifically about the laser hair removal, you know, I don't think I like displaced that onto anything else. Like I'm already like a pimple popper that didn't change. I don't think it like got worse, but I also didn't develop any kind of new behavior, to like replace the, bikini line picking. So, yeah. So, you know, I removed the temptation and I knew that that was what I had to do, to eliminate it.
What if, listener, instead of shopping as your thing, if you still felt the urge to spend money, make a donation.
I like that.
I love the website Donors Choose, where you can, searched through classrooms. Teachers have posted about items that they need to support their students, and you can really make an actual impact. And the wonderful thing is oftentimes you get cards from the students or an email from the teacher. You can really see the difference you're making. You might find that similarly gratifying in that you want to go out and do this thing, but your money is going to something that's actually doing a little bit more good.
Yeah, I like that. I would also say it sounds like you're concerned both about the spending money and the acquiring of things.
Yes.
And so maybe, and that you use shopping as a reward and a way to kind of calm yourself. So maybe instead of going shopping, like in addition to donating, maybe you go get a manicure or you do something kind of nice for yourself. Like I think you can still spend money. Like, I'm not telling you not to spend money, but I think maybe you should try spending it on experiences and not on things.
Cause I find the high that I get from like winning an eBay battle, it dissipates. And then oftentimes I'm stuck with a product you can't return.
Yep.
It might not fit. It's like when it's like the high of buying something on final sale. When you're like, I'm getting a great deal, but also this might not work.
Yeah.
Dory, I would be interested if you and I did like a no shopping challenge for a week or 2 weeks or something. Because I know I need that for myself.
I think I'm not going to do it, but if you want to do it, you should.
Maybe I will. And I'll report back because I really struggle with this and I tend to use, this burning need, and I have this fear that if I don't get the thing, I'm going to regret. I don't know. Ugh, this is for therapy. But you know, I would be interested in trying that, listener. If you want to go on a journey with me, maybe we can chat about it in the Facebook group and try it together.
I love that.
Thank you for your email.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough, enough,
I mean, drawn the line.
Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have Honey Love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Dory, we have a voicemail.
Great.
Are you ready to rock it out?
Oh, I am ready.
All right, let me cue it up.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Iris. I'm calling because I had a question about menstrual cups. Have any of you ever tried it? What is your preference, pads or tampons? I've tried the Diva Cup, but since I've had my daughter, I found that the regular Diva Cup doesn't work. They have like a bigger one, but I don't know. Like, I can't like 100% get behind the Diva Cup because you get a little bit messy sometimes, and the whole tampon thing, I wear a tampon and then I'm afraid I'm going to get like that TSH, like the toxic shock syndrome. And then the pads, I tend to get stained because after having my daughter, it's like, it bleeds so much. Sorry, it's gross. I know, but we all go through it. So what is like y'all's preference, or have y'all tried any other brand that you like more than others? Thanks. Love your show. Bye.
Have you used the Diva Cup?
I own the Diva Cup.
Do you use it regularly?
I kind of go back and forth on menstrual cups. I also own, I did like kind of a deep dive into menstrual cups, and I also own the Lena, L-E-N-A cup and the Diva Cup. I have mixed feelings. Mm. I have a heavier menstrual flow. Mm-hmm. I also just want to say, listener, you and to everybody, like, it's not gross.
No.
It's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. I try, whenever my daughters like see me changing a tampon or abreast of what's going on, I'm like, isn't it cool that we can bleed from our, and we are, like, I try to make it into a positive, but it's not gross.
No,
I mean,
it's not gross.
I know what you mean, but like, it's also pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Again, we get to, we bleed and we live.
Totally.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Okay.
No, I like menstrual cups. I have found that they alleviate cramping.
Oh, interesting.
Like if I have a tampon in, I will be cramping more. I also get bad cramps. And so I found the menstrual cup to really be more comfortable, like in kind of alleviating that. That being said, I have not had a ton of success of like getting them in and not having a little bit of leakage. I know I'm not doing it right. I also think in my research that like you have to find the right cup that fits your vagina, and all our vaginas are different and different length and size. But I did have to buy the Diva cup for after you've had a kid. There are two different Diva cups. One is for people who have not given birth, vaginal or C-section, from what I understand.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Then there's a Diva cup for those who have. So I do have the larger sized one. And I also have this Lena cup, which I like because the stick at the end, the harness, the grabber is longer, and it was easier for me to like yank it out. But I think if you got to get real comfortable getting a little dirty
mm-hmm.
and just getting up in there. And one thing I have found, and maybe this is not recommended, but I will put it in the shower.
Mm.
Just because you can, if you are bleeding heavily, it'll wash away. And also you kind of get a little, I don't know, just a little more relaxed maybe.
I like that hack.
My vag hack?
I like your vag hack.
But I mean, that is, they
are. How often do you change a Diva cup?
Well, I believe that you can leave it in for 12 hours.
Okay.
I tend to change it a little more frequently than that, but I have left it in for a long time. Like I have gone to Disneyland for the day wearing a cup and it been fine for the day. And
cool.
I do think it is an alternative. It is a good alternative to tampons if you want an alternative. I don't use pads unless I'm sleeping. What are your, how do you deal
I'm
with your
tampon
blood?
Tampon person.
Do you have a preferred brand?
I do like Lola.
I like my Lolas too.
Who are an advertiser on this show, but I do like my Lolas. I kind of grew up using Tampax and have always used the cardboard applicator ones and have never had an issue with those either.
I have to use the OB. There's a size that OB makes that's beyond Super Plus. I believe it's called like Ultra or Ultra Plus.
Oh.
They're purple.
Okay.
And I have to use that on my heavier days because I've got it going on.
Okay.
Yeah. I also think if you wanted to try a cup and were worried about leaking, one thing I do is I'll wear Thinks.
I was going to ask if you've ever tried period underwear.
I have a bunch of them. I think there are pros and cons to them. I use them for sleeping in case like a tampon leaks or a cup leaks or whatever. I bought the thickest ones, so they're a little hefty.
Mm.
But I do like that as like a backup so that I'm not, if there's a little leakage,
right.
I'm not worried about it staining my white jeans.
Yeah. I mean, that's bold of you to wear white jeans during your period.
I don't actually own any white jeans. I did wear a white dress with my period the other day and I was like, who gives, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, YM doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, they had so many good embarrassing period stories.
Every month it was an embarrassing period story. I mean, they had to have been fake, don't you think?
I don't know. I would love to interview the president
of YM staffers.
Tell us.
Get at us.
Yeah, I believed every single one of those stories.
Mm.
I will also just say to the listener, I was Googling menstrual cups to prepare to talk about this, and Wirecutter, of course, our old fave website, New York
we
Times
love
website, has reviewed some menstrual cups. Hilariously, the one I have, the Lena cup, is recommended for wide vaginas.
I'm sorry, but that is funny.
It's great. I love how they're speaking of it very earnestly. It's like the Lena cup for wide vaginas, Diva cup for long vaginas, Meluna shorty for low cervixes. See, but we're all different. It's not like every vagina is the same.
But how do you know if you have a long vagina?
I think you have to experiment with the cups. That's what I found. That's why I bought a different one, because like the Diva cup, I was having a hard time kind of popping it into place. And
okay.
I found the other cup to be a little easier to just maneuver. It was like
the
a little
magnum
thinner.
Of Diva cups.
Yeah, I mean, it's an investment. That's the only frustrating thing, is that you have to spend, the cups are, you know, at least $25. So you have to spend the money on the cup. But I think in the long run, if you find one that works for you, you are saving a ton of money.
And how do you clean them?
You just rinse it off in the sink.
Do you use soap?
I don't. Maybe I should.
I don't know.
Someone is going to write in or call in and after my poop particle
issue.
I was
going to say, is this poop particle part two?
I know. I'm revealing myself to be a disgusting non-cleaner. I just kind of rinse it. I don't think I've ever used, I mean, you could probably safely use some sort of cleaner, but.
I mean, maybe you're not supposed to. I don't know.
I should probably know this, but I just rinse it off.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Thank you, Dory. But thank you, Iris, for the question. I would love to continue the conversation.
Yeah,
and
keep
maybe
us posted.
People will loop us in about what.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
They do. We have an email that was very sweet that I wanted to read.
Hit me.
Okay. Dear Kate and Dory, sometimes when I'm feeling really good about my look, I'll pretend I am a guest on your show and you ask me what lipstick I am wearing. Thank you so much reaching through the radio waves and making me feel like I have two new BFFs. XOXO. P.S. I am wearing Revlon Super Lustrous Lipstick in Rose Wine.
Oh,
listener, we like imagining that we're interviewing you too.
Yeah.
Tell us more about this lipstick.
Rose Wine sounds like a pretty shade.
I'm not familiar with Revlon Super Lustrous Lipstick and Rose Wine, but I am going to check it out. We'll be linking to it.
Totally.
But that was a very nice email that made me feel good.
I love that.
Thank you very much for reaching out. Do you ever listen to podcasts, Dory, and imagine that they're interviewing you? Or do you ever respond verbally to a show?
I don't think I have. Have you?
I have a lot of... The fantasy I do is I imagine that I'm in a movie when I'm listening to a song. Like if I'm walking around and I put music on, I imagine I'm like a character.
Yeah. I like that.
do you have any fantasy lives that you...
I only do that to Walking in Memphis. No, just kidding.
Oh God, Dory. When you're in Memphis, that has to be a thing. Like people get to Memphis and then they play that song,
oh,
right?
Totally. And people in Memphis must be so annoyed by it. Kate, should we remind people of our voicemail number?
Yes, please give us a call if you have a question or a comment or want to talk to us more about menstrual cups. It's 781-591-0390. And we also have an email where you can reach us. It's forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder that you can also check out our website at forever35podcast.com.
Thanks.
Bye.